UNMISS spokesperson Linda Tom says mobilizing armed youth will undermine recent peace gains achieved through a rapprochement between the leaders of Jonglei State and the Greater Pibor Administrative Area.
The UN mission in South Sudan is deeply concerned about reported mobilization of armed Noor youth in the Greater Jonglei Area. Such mobilizations have the potential to trigger violent attacks that can gravely impact civilian population.
Tom says the UN mission appreciates proactive engagements by the government with youth leaders in the area in an effort to de-escalate hostilities and restore calm.
While the primary responsibility for protecting civilians lies with the government, UNMISS continues to deploy all available resources and makes every effort to ensure the safety and security of affected populations. Similar incidents in the past have resulted in the loss of life, abduction of women and children, displacement of thousands of civilians, and destruction of property.
Tom says UNMISS is calling on leaders of the various communities to exert positive and constructive influences on their youth groups and encourage them to embrace dialogue rather than resorting to violence to resolve their grievances.
Additionally, the mission urges community leaders to ensure the release of previously abducted women and children and the return of looted cattle to their rightful owners, to foster reconciliation and respect for fundamental human rights.
Tom says UNMISS stands ready to support government authorities and respective communities in reducing tensions through dialogue and other peaceful means. The Minister of Information in the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, Abraham Kelang, says that a large number of armed young men from Jonglei are on the move to attack Pibor areas. Kelang is urging his Jonglei counterparts to foil the mobilization.
We have a peace process in study, date 11. The chief administrator called the governor of Jonglei to Pibor, and they are receiving 11 kids plus 13 guns. This is what achievement Honorable Lokwale Ame done to governor of Jonglei. We are still in process of peace, and we are still maintaining peace process. Why the use of lying himself? What are the roles of the government of Jonglei to the youth? This is my message. I want to confirm to those authority from Jonglei to stop the mobilization which is come to attack to EPA.
Jonglei State Information Minister John Samuel Manyuan says when state authorities received reports of mobilization by armed young men in parts of the state last month, they talked to the people of Jonglei.
A delegation was sent by the government of Jonglei, where we land in Pierre, we move up to Baratet. Then we talk to the spiritual leader and the youth leaders. So we were given the assurance that they will not make a move, but they will be there to patrol their areas. From that day when we came on 17, we returned, but from 14th of November until that, there are more about 12 attacks that were carried out by armed criminals from Greater Pibor Administrative Area. This also has angered a number of youth, but not all. There is no general mobilization.
Manyuan says he spoke to the commissioner of Akobo, who assured him that youth from his area have not made a move. He said the Nyiror County Commissioner reported hearing of a few youth who have left his area but did not elaborate. Cattle raids, revenge killings, and child abductions have become a common occurrence in parts of Jonglei and the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, despite many goodwill agreements signed by both communities in recent years aimed at ending the violence. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.